Sip Tula Road Rage, live from George Coleman Ford. You know, I don't know how many people heard this. We only played it 2 times this week. I actually plan on playing it like 10 times one day, but we never did. We played it 2 times all week, and Ronald's been asking me about playing it all week because I told her to. So we're going to play it now, which is our guy, T-Bob Hebert. T-Bob Hebert, this is, if you missed this, this is T-Bob Hebert, former LSU player, who is better known as Bobby Hebert's son. Bobby Hebert, the legendary New Orleans Saints quarterback. T-Bob hosts a radio show. He has a co-host. He hosts a radio show in the region. And if you think Ed Orgeron, if you think Ed Orgeron was excited, hey, you Bama people, Jim and company, you people love this. If you think Ed Orgeron was excited about LSU beating Bama, not as excited as one T-Bob Hebert. By the way, it's a great time for you to get on the phone lines if you want. 654-7627. All right, Ramona, give me T-Bob.
Whoop! Whoop! Yeah, 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 yeah! Can you smell what Coach O is cooking? It's over, baby! The nightmare's over! Let the healing begin! You won 31 in a row at home! You've lost 1 in a row at home! You bumped! You suck! Suck it! In your own house! Dominated! Beginning to end! You had fluky scores! Lucky breaks! And it didn't matter! Oh, what's that? What are you gonna say? It doesn't matter what you're gonna say! What are you gonna do? When the Tigers come for you! Whoop! Whoop! Yeah, 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 yeah!
You know, Ramona, I'm not sure what my favorite part of that is. I sort of like the yeah, 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 yeah. but I also like the, you had fluky scores, you had lucky breaks, and it didn't matter. I also like the, you lost 31 in a row. Or you won 31 in a row. Now you've lost 1 in a row. I like it all. I'm pretty much a fan of it. We maybe should get T-Bob Hebert on the show. How about that? It may be a good idea. We maybe should get T-Bob Hebert on the show. Is the speaker working here, David? Just out of curiosity. You know, it's... Did the Bama faction hear T-Bob Hebert? I think he is still screaming. All right, Ramona, let's get back to the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick them games.
Okay. Let's see. Where were we?
We were on a game. What game was it?
We did Kentucky and Vandy, and then
We were on a game. We're talking about the breakup, the breakdown.
Iowa, but
we
had, Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so the next one.
No, we didn't do that game. We didn't do it at all. We just talked about the breakdown of the game.
Okay.
Am I sounding suddenly, Ramona, like I'm speaking from the mount? Are you getting a reverberation?
Okay, so are we going to the next one, or are you going to talk about
Nay, as I just said, we haven't talked about the game yet.
Okay.
So you picked who?
I picked Minnesota.
Okay, and what was your rationale since Iowa was a slight favorite?
I don't know. In Minnesota, I don't remember.
Who should I ask what your reason was?
I don't remember. I think it had something to do with how many games they won. Aren't they undefeated now? I think that's what it was.
They are.
Yeah.
I took Minnesota here. I think there's some reasons to take Iowa. Like, Minnesota's not won at Iowa since 1999. And Iowa's tough at Kinnick Stadium. That's not a joke. They're tough in that building. Always have been. Always have been. It's a very tough place for a visitor to go and win. And Minnesota's off a huge emotional win. The type of win they have not had in the modern era. Couple that with they showed up in the playoff committee rankings. They jumped from 17 to 8. They're getting all sorts of acclaim and attention. And this is tailor-made as a flat spot. And And if Iowa wins the game, I certainly will not be surprised. In fact, initially, my first thought was Iowa. I mean, when I looked at that list of games, my first thought was I was taking Iowa. But the more I thought about this game, I've lost several times in Iowa because they just can't score. And that's my concern. Minnesota, Iowa's defense is tough. They're tough. A.J. Espinosa, that whole bunch, tough. And even tougher at home. But are they tough enough to totally control Minnesota and to keep Minnesota down to like 10 or 13 or, you know, even 17? I'm not sure. Now, I think Iowa and Stanley will generate a little bit of offense against Minnesota, but they're not going to score 24, 27 points. And the question is, are you going to be able to keep Minnesota from getting to 20 or beyond if you're Iowa? Because I think it's what you probably need to do to win. And I'm just not sure you can. I think Minnesota's offense is really good. I mean, it's reminiscent of when Penn State went to Iowa and won 17-12. Iowa just didn't have enough offense. They have to grind everything out, whereas Penn State had big plays. They had Hamler. They had Noah Kane. They had guys who could make plays. Well, Minnesota has those guys all over the place. And I just don't see how Iowa can match it. Here's where I am with this. If this game were being played today and Iowa still had their two tight ends from last year, I'd be taking Iowa. But I think it's the loss of those two round one tight ends that has changed fundamentally who Iowa is. And I just don't think they have enough juice. I don't think they have enough offense to beat Minnesota. And that's why I don't think they'll win the game. I think Minnesota's going to win the game because they just have the offensive advantage. You know, one of the anomalies, one of the strange elements of this week's contest, I thought, was that that in most of the cases, the road team was the better offensive team and the home team was a better defensive team. And we're going to find out how that plays out this week in terms of what that means. And that's true here too. The road team, the better offensive team, the home team, the better defensive team. How's that going to play out? I went with Minnesota in sort of a change of heart because originally I had Iowa.
Okay. And the next one is South Carolina at Texas A&M. And everybody took Texas A&M. Now, part of that could be that nobody likes South Carolina, right? Sometimes.
But it's another whitewash game. It's another game where all 16 people are on the same side. So nothing changes in those games. But from a South Carolina standpoint, look, I think it's a winnable game. I know there are 10, 11-point underdogs. I think it's 11 now today. But it's still a winnable game. I mean, I'm a little surprised that nobody took South Carolina. I expected it to be heavy A&M. I thought maybe 13-3 or 14-2. A little surprised it's 16-0, but I guess, you know, people just don't want to take chances. But not so much because of who or what South Carolina is at this point, but more so because of who Texas A&M is. I don't think it's out of the realm possibility South Carolina wins this game at all. I think A&M sucks. I'm just not a fan of A&M. I didn't like them before the year, and I still don't like them. I mean, I haven't seen anything to like. You know, they've played three real teams, lost every game, played Arkansas at home, barely won that game. Who else have they beaten? You know what? Run a pull up Texas A&M schedule for me, because I know they beat like one or two little sisters of the poor, too. I mean, who have they beaten that had a pulse? I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, right off the top of my head, I don't remember. I mean, three real teams, lost all those. Arkansas. I know they played some little sister of the poor, too. What do you have on Texas A&M schedule results?
Okay, you just want me to read them all?
Yeah, I want to know who they played and
what the score was. They won 41-7.
Who?
Texas State.
Okay, so, again, little sister of the poor, garbage game.
Okay, and then they lost to Clemson 24-10.
Yeah, real team.
And then they played Lamar, and they won 62-3.
Okay, another garbage team. So Texas State and Lamar. Okay, so we're gonna check on what A&M's claim to fame is. All right, so far it's they beat Texas State and Lamar. By the way, so did I. I killed both of those teams myself. Texas State and Lamar. All right, what else?
Okay, that next, they played Auburn, and they lost 28-20.
Yeah, real team lost that game.
Okay, and then they played Arkansas, and they won 31-27.
Yeah, garbage team, one of the worst teams in America, and they barely won at home.
And then they played Alabama, and they lost 47-28.
Yeah, a real team got killed again.
And then they won their next three as Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and UTSA.
Okay, another little garbage team. So, essentially, Texas A&M's claim to fame this year is that they beat the state of Mississippi. And both those teams are bad teams. But that's it. That's all they've done. They beat the state of Mississippi. This is a bad line, I think. I think South Carolina's going to give them a game. I think it's a 27-24 game. I just don't think they're any good. I think so. There's no reason to think South Carolina can't compete with this team. Because what have they done? Who have they beaten? What were the score of those Mississippi games?
The scores were, Mississippi was 24-17, Mississippi okay. State 49-30, and UTSA is 45-14.
Yeah. All right, so basically, this team has fundamentally beaten nobody, absolutely nobody, and wound up in a buzzer game at home with Arkansas. Look, I, for one, will not be surprised if we come back Monday and South Carolina is beating Texas A&M. I just don't believe in them. I don't. I picked A&M.
Well, every time because I pick South Carolina, they lose.
Well, I picked A&M because I felt like I didn't have much of a choice given the way this thing lies right now and the amount of time left. But I don't believe in them at all, and I think it's going to be a close game. I mean, I just don't think they're any good. I mean, I realize it's a bit of an outlier, but if South Carolina can go to Georgia and win, they could certainly go to play Texas A&M and win. Thank you, Fred. I think you're looking at a 27-24 type of game.
Okay.
No real advantage, but which is why I'm surprised you didn't get a few takers for South Carolina.
Okay. The next one is Louisville at NC State, and everybody took Louisville. Now, I didn't take NC State. I just figured NC State was bad. I didn't realize everybody would take Louisville.
I'm surprised that everybody took. That's the one in the field that surprises me the most in terms of the breakdown. Because you're saying that was 16-02?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that because I think that when you look at those two teams, neither one of them is any good. I mean, Louisville has more offense, and NC State has more defense. And NC State's playing at home. This is another of these games that fell in this general category. And I think that there were like five or six of them that, in my mind, were the same way, where the better offensive team was on the road and the better defensive team was at home. In like five or six games. And this is another example of those games. So if defense rules, NC State will win. And if offense rules, Louisville will win. But I also think part of this is a little recency bias against NC State. And that we've seen Clemson bury NC State. And that's fresh in people's minds. But defensively, other than the Boston College and Clemson game, they've actually been pretty good. Murchison's been pretty good, but they have no offense at all. None. But the bottom line is this is going to wind up being a close game. It's probably a game that's in the 20s, and it's a close game. And so I'm surprised at the breakdown because, as I said, I think you're looking at a, I don't know, same like South Carolina A&M. I think it's like 27-24 or something like that. I do. I think it's going to be a close game, and that's why. And I won't be surprised if NC State wins the game. And that's another reason why the 16-0 surprises me. I think it's based on the sort of recency bias when people saw Clemson dismantle NC State. I don't know. I won't be surprised if NC State wins. In fact, if there was a game that perhaps more than any other that I would think about changing, it's probably that one. Because I don't trust either team. I just think Louisville is terrible defensively right now. And I think NC State's terrible offensively. And then, you know, one of them is home. And that's NC State. So, hey, let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Len and Matt, I'm coming right to you. Urban Nirvana, 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a prenatal massage. They have something for absolutely everybody. We've had couples swear by the prenatal massage. You know, the wife's getting the massages every week during their final trimester. This is Urban Nirvana. It's just a special place. 12 different types of massage in the salon. Your recipient's going to love you because they have so many options. You know, think about the people who do things for you in your life. I don't know. You know, your wife, girlfriend, mother, and of course, massage is not just for ladies anymore, fellas. But think about the people who do things for you in your life and how easy it would be. You know, at this time of year, a lot of people are under stress, you know, whether it's thinking about Thanksgiving preparations or the holidays or that type of thing. Think about how easy and simple it is to give the gift of Urban Nirvana. You go to urbannirvana.com, you print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. Len and Matt, you're first up on the other side, live from George Coleman. We'll be back.
Mike Kingsmore, real estate agent with Justin Winter Sotheby's International, is here to provide you with knowledge and expertise as an upstate local to help you buy or sell your next home. Email Mike at justinwinter.com for answers to all of your real estate questions today.
Hey guys, are you noticing less energy, weight gain, or poor performance in the bedroom? Odds are you might have low T. Come into Low Country Mail today and get tested and get your life back. For just $200 a month, our medical team will have you feeling like a new man. Our concierge plans include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. We also treat ED with a huge selection of medication, advanced treatments like the P-Shot and shockwave therapy. Come see us in our new Greenville location or visit us online at lowcountrymail.com.
Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs here for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for use with natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. M-Sculpt, nothing like you've seen before.
Technology that allows you to sculpt both your muscle and your fat.
Only 4 30-minute treatments.
And you can tone your abs or lift your booty, because at backto30.com,
90 days,
no surgery,
real results.
Goodbye, handsome.
Young and 30.
Tidewater Lumber and Moldings in Greenville is a family-owned business focused on specialty wood products. They use locally sourced wood and mill it to your specifications. Tidewater Lumber is the largest unfinished floor factory in South Carolina. They removed the timber for the Clemson Business School, sawed and dried the timber to create the hardwood flooring, wall paneling, and tabletops. Tree cycling at its best. To learn more, go online at tidewaterlumber.com. Wood products for those who care.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
We should be able to pinpoint the issue and save your marriage. Sir, what is on your mind?
Well, marriage is supposed to be 50-50, right? She has her car and I have my truck.
Which has always had a nasty old scratched up bed. It was a clunker.
Since I took it to Line-X of Anderson, she takes off in it when I'm not looking.
But it looks so good now. It's got a premium Line-X spray and bed liner. It's lifted, new wheels, tires, step bar, and a new tonneau cover. It's hot.
But it's mine.
In a happy marriage, we must compromise. In other words, what's hers is hers and what's yours is hers.
Wait, what?
Happy wife, happy life. I see the only solution is for you to buy another truck and take it to Line-X of Anderson and hide the keys.
The doctor is in at AnMed Health's primary care practices. Great health starts with a family doctor. Expert care when and where you need it, including convenient locations, urgent care, and e-visits. Find a family doctor today at anmedhealth.org/doctors or call 512-3748.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I did it because I wanted to.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, live from George Coleman Ford. We are back. You want to come out? There's still time. We still have free Papa John's pizza, free drinks, free brownies. Come on out and stuff your face. Hey, that's what to do, kids. You're going to the movie. You need to eat up here so they don't hit you for the $20 popcorn. Right, right. Take a box of brownies with you. Hey, you can probably find a whole box of brownies over there. Grab one. Len, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to comment on, first of all, about South Carolina, Texas, and I'm a Clemson fan, as everybody knows, but I'm actually pulling for South Carolina in that game because I think Jimbo Fisher is one of the most overrated coaches I've ever seen. He won a national title with a bunch of punks. Cook, who abused a woman, and then we all know about Winston. So Jimbo's just overrated. Now, let's get back to the Garrett thing, which I called about. I unfortunately turned the TV off with like 2 minutes to go in the game last night, and I think it happened at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
The good stuff happened after I turned the TV off.
That stinks, yep.
I mean, Garrett's a thug. I mean, Browns are an embarrassment to me.
No, you can't.
Okay. Really? All right, anyway. I apologize.
But, we got you with the 7 seconds.
How about idiot? Is that better?
Yeah, idiot. Anyway, idiot's good. Garrett. It's one of my favorite words.
You got Baker Mayfield. Then you got Odell Beckham, who's actually the good guy on the team this year. And then you've got Kareem Hunt. Now you got Garrett. That organization is a total mess. I mean, that you know, it's a joke.
Yeah, you know, Len, let me say this about that, because you're not wrong. And last night I wrote something similar, and I included another guy in that. And it was, you know, what's happened to the alleged genius of John Dorsey? You know, Dorsey was inherited like 100 draft picks from the previous hierarchy, and he was so acclaimed, and he's a genius and all this. Well, he's the guy who put this team together. You know, at some point... Somebody needs to turn some attention to him.
You are 100% right. And the last thing I'll say, again, I apologize for saying that word. I didn't think it was a bad word. But anyway.
Yeah, you're good.
But Oakland is the opposite. To me, you win with character. And I think you've seen that at a lot of colleges like Clemson. And I think Oakland, high-character team. And even though I don't like the Patriots, you know, overall, they're pretty, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty cut and dry. The high character on that team. So, you know, character trumps talent most of the time, as long as, you know, like I'm not running out there, but you know what I'm saying. So
I just think that the Browns. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that's a good.
It's a disaster, man. So anyway, no, thanks, Walt.
I'm with you. Thank you, Len. Yep. And I think John Dorsey, again, was given all this credit for being such a genius and the architect of Cleveland. Well, he's still the architect, isn't he? And he's the architect of a sinking ship, of a culture that has a lot of suspect characters in it. I think you can start to question really most of those draft picks now that he made as to whether they were actually the right picks. And again, he inherited a wealth of picks. The amount of acclaim he got early was really out of line. You know, almost any idiot could have taken those picks and given the number of picks he inherited and done something with them. And so I think that the amount of positive attention he received early was sort of bogus. And the truth about what John Dorsey created is what we're witnessing now. And it's sort of an embarrassment. And yet, I have not heard a single person bring up his name. They talk about Kitchens. They talk about all these players. They talk about, you know, all these bad seeds, about all this. But nobody brings up him. Where are all the people, where are all the mouthpieces who were talking about what a genius he was? He doesn't look much like a genius now, does he? Matt, I'm coming to you. You know, one other thing. I don't know if I said this on air or not. I may have. I wrote this on Twitter earlier tonight. I don't get the NL MVP voting. I think I touched on this yesterday. I know there are multiple people on hold. I'm coming to you. But I don't get the Rendon one first place vote. I mean, did any of you people watch baseball? How on earth did Rendon get one first place vote? And Bellinger wins the award in like a landslide over Yelich. Yelich missed like the last 20 games of the season, and Bellinger basically missed everything since the All-Star break. From the All-Star break on, Bellinger was terrible. Terrible. He was dreadful in the playoffs. I realize the playoffs don't count. But you know who wasn't dreadful? It was Rendon. Rendon was the best player in the National League last second half of the year. It's inarguable. Inarguable. So at money time, Rendon was the best player. You want to give Bellinger the first half MVP? Fine. And you know what? This isn't even an anti-Bellinger thing. It isn't. It's not an anti-Bellinger thing. It's an anti, how does Bellinger get 19 first place votes and Rendon get one? That's what I don't get. I mean, in a fair fight, I could see some voting for Bellinger, but it makes me think that this vote must have taken place at the All-Star break. Because you people certainly didn't wait to the end of the year to cast your ballots. There's no way. That's the only rationale I can think of as to why a guy who dominated the whole second half of the National League to the level that Rendon did received one first place vote. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Thanks.
Hey, Matt.
Thanks for giving me
good
in.
To have you.
I got some picks, but I just wanted to say something about Garrett. His suspension, definite or whatever. I don't really dispute that he should get a suspension, but I think the NFL is still a joke because you can do horrible things off field criminally, just like Hill at Kansas City, where his kid's taken away from him, and they give him an 8-game suspension. So, but you throw a helmet at somebody, and I mean. I just think the message is wrong. You can mess with kids off the field, but you can throw a helmet and you get indefinite. It doesn't seem proportional to me. I think it's proportional.
Yeah, no, I'm sort of with you on that.
Yeah. Just some picks. I think Iowa State will beat Texas. I think Texas will finally fall out of the rankings. This finally will get there. I think Navy will upset Notre Dame.
Oh, there it is. I knew somebody would say that before the end of the day. I think that's possible. I think Navy's a very live dog versus Notre Dame.
I think it will just be a time of possession game. And I'm not saying they'll win by a lot, less than 3 points.
Okay.
And I think Georgia will lose at Auburn. I don't think it will be close because I think that defensive line will dominate the game.
Wow.
Auburn's defensive line is
what does not close mean?
24-7, something like that.
Whoa, that would be not close.
At least 14 points. I don't see that offensive line coming in and winning.
So, all right, Auburn in a blow.
I appreciate it, Walt.
I like it, Matt. I like it. Hey, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. I'm craving the Krispy Kreme around. Krispy Kreme, Anderson Spartanburg, the Reese family. No one does donuts like the Reese family and Krispy Kreme. They've been doing them since the 60s. Go see them. Well, the weather changing and the onset of the cold weather, although I guess it's a little warmer outside right now, but, you know, you're going to want all your lattes and your warm drinks. Krispy Kreme has all of that. Don't go to that gourmet coffee house and pay, have to take out a mortgage to go get coffee. No. Just go to Krispy Kreme. You'll get all the warm drinks you want and you'll be able to stuff your face with the finest donuts known to mankind. The hot original glaze come fresh out the press three times a day. The New York Super Cheesecake Donut is insanely good. My personal favorite. Ramona's personal favorite, the Oreo Cookie Donut. And with every change of season, holiday, Krispy Kreme introduces new donuts constantly. It never stops. Go there. Don't forget the orange original glazed on game days at Clemson Krispy Kreme and Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme, I should say. So go see him. Go see the Reese family, and you will thank me later. All right, back to Northland Communication phone lines. It's John and then Ed. How many more games do we have to go, Ramona?
We're on the last one, I think.
Oh, okay. John, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. I was calling in to see if you could try to explain to me why you think Ohio State and Chase Young are good on the defensive side of the ball. And I'll go first and tell you why I think they're not any good.
Okay.
I think it stands out that Chase Young was on the fast track to like have 20 sacks over the year and break all these records and be in the race with the Heisman. But I disagree with, and I don't think that they're good on the defensive side of the ball. I think that Chase Young is just playing in a division where the opponents are not that good. And what I mean by that, the second best defensive team, which was Penn State, that supposedly had a good defense, they let Minnesota walk all up and down the field on them, proving that their defense was not what it was supposed to be. So, therefore, that just kind of makes my point even stronger about Chase Young and Ohio State's defense. They're not as good as they're looked on paper. You know, it may look good on TV because they're playing against a bunch of talent that is not up to par with what they have. But I think that whenever they start to play some elite offensive linemen, that Chase Young is not going to be what he looks like playing against those opposing Big Ten opponents and just having his way the way that he's had. I know he didn't play last week and he won't play this week, but he's had his way and he's looked like unstoppable. And that just don't happen, Walt. I like the defensive side, but that just don't happen. You know, he was on the pace to break records this year, and I believe that is because the Big Ten is so down and the competition is not that good.
Well, John, we're going to respectfully disagree here because I don't agree with a single thing you just said. I think this defense is elite. I think Chase Young's going to be the top pick in the draft unless we have a quarterback needy team in that spot. He's going to be the first defensive player taken. The NFL isn't concerned about the strength or weakness of the Big Ten. They're just evaluating him on his ability. He's Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, that's who he is. I mean, and maybe with a better first step, John. I think he's the most dominant defensive player in the country. I think he's unblockable, and they're lining him up all over the place. They're even putting him at middle linebacker now. They're moving him around. I just don't see it that way, John. I think you have NFL personnel all over that defense. Do I still have a question or two about them? Yeah, I have a question or two about them, but you know, I don't think you should immediately just discount Penn State's defense because a Minnesota offense that has NFL weapons scores some points on them at home either. But when I look at Ohio State, the one question I still have about them is I still wonder a little bit about their pass defense and their coverage, even though they have NFL cornerbacks. Like, wait, I still wonder a little bit about that area because I don't think they've been completely tested in that area yet. But Young is so dominant that he affects the passer, and he's an insulating factor for that defense. John, I'm just going to tell you my honest to God view on this. I don't think Clemson may beat Ohio State, but if they do, it's not going to be because of the reasons you're citing. It's going to be because Clemson's really good and they beat somebody who's really good. This is not your father's Oldsmobile. This is not the Ohio State team that Clemson beat 31-0. This team is going to be very difficult for anybody to beat. Anybody. I don't care who it is. This is the best Ohio State team I've seen in 20 years. I mean, that's how good I think they are. I think it's a dominant football team that really doesn't have any discernible weakness at this point. And I think there'd be a problem for everybody. And so I think their defense is really good. I think they're really good in every phase of the game, quite honestly. And if I was picking the two best teams as of right now, I would say Ohio State and Clemson. But I just think, John, if Clemson wins a national title this year and does it by beating Ohio State, this is not going to be any 31-0 game. This is going to be 34-31, last-second deal, that type of deal.
Yeah, I get you, Walt, but I'm still stuck on the Chase Young thing because he was on a pace to have so many sacks over the year, and I look at that like that just does not happen. The amount of sacks that he could have racked up, that's yeah, something but, that just don't happen like once in 5 years.
Right, but consider this, John. One of the teams that he had four sacks against that he totally dominated was Wisconsin. What is Wisconsin known for?
I guess offensive line.
Offensive line, right.
Running the ball, offensive line right. Running the ball.
Right, and yet they couldn't handle him at all with all their offensive line pedigree. I just think, John, I've watched the kid since he was a freshman. He started as a true freshman at Ohio State. He was a five-star player. When you can start as a true freshman in a place like Ohio State, you're really good. And he's gotten better and bigger and stronger every year. I just think he's a monster. I think he's Jadeveon Clowney. That's what I think he is. And I think he's going to be a problem for everybody. And without him, I don't think Ohio State was likely to win the title. With him, I think they're very viable, John. Hey, John, good talking to you as always. We're not always going to agree on everything. Thank you, John. Good job. Ed, you'll be up first as soon as we come back. Don't go anywhere. Quickly, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. No one does roofing like Gilstrap. They saved Ramona when her roof was leaking. It hasn't leaked since. We had a gentleman call us like 12 weeks ago. He said he hired a different roofing contractor to do his roof. It was a disaster. He had to call Gilstrap to come out and fix it. Trust me, he was thrilled. He called us, talking about how thrilled he was with Gilstrap. You will be too. Take advantage of their free checkup. Find out where you stand. 269-1232, 269-1232, Gilstrap Roofing. All right, last break, one more segment to go. Ed, you're up first when we get back, live from George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than Travelers Rest. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at Travelers Rest, where they have remarkable deals every single day. Take advantage of them. Come and see George Coleman Ford and ask Greg about that 350 that he's been driving around that he doesn't want to sell. We'll be right back.
Walt here. Join me live from Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Enjoy 29-degree draft beer, delicious fresh food, and, of course, the scenic views. All this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. Be there.
Your tailgate is complete when you shop the Corner Butcher in Patrick Square. Steaks, brats, chicken, and select seafood. The Corner Butcher has mouth-watering choices for your game day tailgate. 654-2333, Patrick Square, Clemson.
Hey guys, are you noticing less energy, weight gain, or poor performance in the bedroom? Odds are you might have low T. Come into Low Country Male today and get tested and get your life back. For just $200 a month, our medical team will have you feeling like a new man. Our concierge plans include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. We also treat ED with a huge selection of medication, advanced treatments like the P-Shot and shockwave therapy. Come see us in our new Greenville location or visit us online at lowcountrymale.com.
The new 2020 bat arrivals are here at First Team Sports. First Team Sports is the only place in the upstate you can try out your bat before you buy it. See your exit velocity, launch angle, and direction of hit with Rapsodo Hitting. You'll get the best bat suited for you. Check out the 2020 Louisville Meta, DeMarini CF, Easton ADV, Rawlings Velo, and more. All 2020 bats ranging from USA, USSSA, and BB Corps. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard, call 268-6227.
Tired of your worn-out glasses or need a new prescription? Westminster Vision in Pendleton can help you with all your vision needs. Rake in the savings at our Fall for Frames Trunk Show on November 22nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Frames and lenses are buy one, get one 50% off all day long. All who visit are entered into a raffle for a chance to win prizes, including a free pair of glasses or a gift card. Call 646-3535 with questions or to set up an appointment. Walk-ins are welcome, too, off Highway 76 across from the QT.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca have that championship connection. Carol Tyler, class of 84, and Herb Tyler, class of 82, are rooted in the Clemson culture and deliver only what you've come to expect. Championship-style food and number one customer service. It's always their pleasure to serve you. Visit Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca and get that championship feeling, or go online at ilovechickfila.com and order the tailgate trays that make every game day a championship day.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask it. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Tula Road Rage, ready to wrap up the week on The Roar, and we'll get back to your calls in 1 second. What is there, one game left? It's Baylor and Oklahoma?
Yeah, Baylor and Oklahoma.
All right, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Let's get to Ed and then Royston. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, I'm well. Happy weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
I didn't watch of a Cleveland-Pittsburgh game except for the last 30 seconds. So, unlike our friend Lynn, it was perfect timing for me. And, you know, from what I looked at, it was really all instigated by Rudolph, and it was sour grapes because he played sorry and they got their A handed to him. I don't disagree with Miles Garrett being suspended for the year. Certainly don't disagree with what Pouncey did. He got suspended 3 games. But you better suspend Rudolph for a minimum of 6.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I said that right at the beginning. I don't get that. To me, Rudolph should have been subject to a suspension. I think he started it, and then I think he perpetuated it. I think it was over. You know, again, Miles Garrett did not rip the helmet off with an intention of swinging at Rudolph. That's not what happened. What happened is Rudolph intentionally tried to rip Garrett's helmet off. Garrett is a defensive end. What did you want him to say? Thank you very much. Can I have another? No. Garrett responded by ripping the helmet off of Rudolph. Hardly a surprise. And then there was significant separation in the two players, and there were other players on the field. And it was at that point that Rudolph went after Garrett. And so he, you know, and again, I'm not in any way exonerating Myles Garrett. I think he got what he deserved. But I also think it's clear he didn't start it. That's not how it happened.
No, he was baited. I've got one prediction. Minnesota will beat Iowa, and I'll tell you why. They've caught lightning on a bottle. They haven't won in that city in over 20 years, and they're due. And I have one more thing. My friend, caller Joe, brother of Matt.
Yeah.
We're friends on Twitter, too. And Joe put out something that's popular in the Northeast. If you've been from North Tennessee, I wondered if you had any comments on it. It's canned bread. And it
it's what?
Like the best.
Well, I didn't.
Bread.
You know, Ronnie, you said his phone connection was bad. One more time, Ed. I'm not getting what you're saying. What is he saying, Ramona? What are you saying, Ed? Canned what?
Bread.
Canned bread?
Yes.
No, I don't know anything about any canned bread.
I'm not.
Oh, well, you know, those people in Massachusetts, they're like their own society. They're all nuts. None of them can drive. No one considers anybody in Massachusetts serious about anything. So, you know, they can have their canned bread as long as they stay at home. Stay at home and eat your canned bread. I never heard of canned bread. What the hell is canned bread? No, I've never heard of canned bread.
Weird.
Yeah.
Canned bread.
Okay. All right, I'll Google it. No, we don't have any canned bread in northern Tennessee.
There you go. Good job. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Ed. What we do have in northern Tennessee are those godforsaken fruitcakes. You know, those fruitcakes, Ramona, people give at Christmas
like
time.
I know you don't like them.
Worst thing ever. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, nobody would eat that stuff. Plus, when were they made? Like the 1800s? I mean, that stuff lasts forever. You got to cut it with an axe. And it's just awful on top of all that. Now, that may come in a can. I don't know. I don't know how that comes. I mean, it doesn't need a can. You probably just put it on a shelf. You take one of those fruitcakes, Ramona, you can put it on the shelf, and you can put it in a little box and bury it in a metal box. Like 100 years from now, it'd still be just as edible as it is today, which is not at all. But no canned bread? No, I don't know any canned bread. No,
there's
canned
pictures
bread.
Of it on the internet.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of looks like banana bread or something like that. Kind of like that kind of bread, not like sandwich bread.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess.
Different flavors on here, like pumpkin and pineapple.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't know anything about that. Royston, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Walt. How are you?
Good, Royston. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I wanted to follow up on the discussion about Ohio State's defense earlier.
Yeah.
I understood kind of where he was coming from, but what I don't understand is he kind of compared, or he was making an argument for Minnesota walking up and down the field on Penn State. I'm not sure how those two dots connect, how that reflects on Ohio State's defense at all. I understand he's making an argument that the Big Ten may be down, at least in that division some, and maybe that, you know, padded the numbers some, but I think that was a bad example of how to make that point. With that said, though, I'm with you. I think Chase Young is a Jadeveon Clowney, just like you said. And you made the comment that he may have a better first step. I don't think he may have a better first step. I think he absolutely has a better first step. He reminds me of an elite base runner in baseball. An elite base runner will pick up on a tendency of any pitcher. If they're not mixing their looks up, they'll pick it up. If they're not mixing their tempo up, they'll pick it up. Chase Young does the same thing with a snap count. He does the same. An elite base runner is great at getting they explode off of the pitcher's first move. Chase Young does the first thing, the same thing on the snap. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. As I said, I've watched the kid for 4 years, and I've watched him grow from a freshman starter into the monster he is now at 265 pounds or whatever he is. And no man that size should move like he does. And his athletic versatility is seen in what Ohio State's doing with him recently and moving him around like that Wisconsin game. And he has that, he's that type of disruptive force. It's like you want to play him everywhere. So, I do think his first step is better than Jadeveon Clowney's. But he is that type of impact player, which is why I felt it was imperative that Ohio State get him back if they really had designs on winning the title. Because ultimately, when you get down to playing teams that are on your level, it's that type of guy that makes winning plays. It's when the game is tied, it's 27-27, it's late in the fourth, he's the guy who sacks the quarterback and strips the ball, and you recover and you win. And it's that type of presence that you need to win it. And as far as John's concerned and what he had said, I mean, I happen to think it's sort of a banner year for the Big Ten, actually. I think the league is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think – I'm with you. I think it's a good – I don't think it's their best year ever, but I don't think it's a down year either. I'm with the last call. I think Minnesota's just caught lightning in a bottle. They're a solid team. They're not bad.
They're playing well. I mean, you know, they started – again, I watched every game they played all year. They started slowly. They had all these buzzer-type games. They had the game at Fresno State that ended with when Renaud got intercepted by Winfield in the end zone. And then they had the game against Georgia Southern, which came down the final play. But from that point on, they found something. They haven't been just winning. Yeah. They've been blowing people out.
Yeah, PJ Fleck done an incredible job there. Yes. And I'll be honest with you, when he took that job, I thought it was a mistake. I thought, why would he go there? But you know, I'm eating crow, and that's the kind of crow I like to eat. I like to see a guy succeed at a place that they're not supposed to go succeed. So yep. I think it's pretty cool. Well, hey guys, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Me in.
Good job, Royston. Yep. Well done. All right, Ramona, before we get to a little last-second business here, what do you got? What do we have?
Can I say, though, when I was looking at this canned bread, I just saw something really neat. Chocolate chip pumpkin bread. I might have to find that, seek that out.
Chocolate chip pumpkin bread.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
It's like a strange mix,
yeah,
isn't it?
Try it, yeah.
You know, I would be okay with the chocolate chip bread or the pumpkin
I'm sure
bread.
That's wonderful.
But I'm just not
together.
Sure I'm okay with okay. No, I don't think so. I don't think together. But the other thing is, you better check, like, when it was made. You know,
I'm looking at the pictures. I don't think it actually comes in the can. I think it's a way of letting it rise and all that stuff. I don't think it actually comes in the can, from what I can tell.
You're saying canned bread doesn't come in a can?
Yes.
It's not really canned bread, then.
Well, I think the can has to do with how you make it and how the bread rises and all that stuff.
I never heard of it.
It actually comes in a can.
No, I never heard of it. All right, Baylor and Oklahoma.
Technique.
Okay, there's two
Baylor,
minutes left.
Oklahoma,
enough with the canned bread.
You asked. Oklahoma at Baylor. I took Baylor. Is Baylor undefeated? I can't remember.
They are.
Okay, that's probably why. Yeah.
Despite the fact they were a double-digit underdog, huh?
I know. I saw that, but I wanted to, you know, do something different here.
Yeah.
And so
well,
I took Baylor.
Well,
35-27.
I don't think it's inconceivable that you turn out to be the only one right. I think there's a real chance Baylor beats Oklahoma. This reminds me of Minnesota-Penn State when no one wanted to believe in that. And the next thing you know, Minnesota was beating Penn State. I mean, I've watched Baylor all year, and they played well. And I don't think Oklahoma is – I think Oklahoma is vastly overrated, and I've thought so since before the year began. I mean, they should already have two losses. They barely beat Iowa State. They hung on to win that and survive a two-point conversion. I don't know where we get this notion that Oklahoma's some great team. Baylor is designed defensively to go up against Oklahoma. They rush three. They drop eight in coverage. They're really good in that regard. They got a tough leader in Brewer. They're well coached. That crowd, that stadium only holds like 45,000, but it's going to be packed, and they're going to be filled out for that game. I think they have a shot. I picked Oklahoma, but I picked Oklahoma pretty close. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Greg's the man, Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. They provide an independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. I don't know what direction you think the country's going. You think we're going to head down our current strong economic path? You think we're headed for a recession? Regardless, Greg has the answers. Regardless of your age or position in life, we'll build a portfolio that fits your current needs and your goals for the future. We'll analyze every aspect of your retirement. We'll help you understand Social Security and make the right decisions. We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043. I'm done.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Flash. I'm Jay Berman. We'll start in the NFL, Steelers and Browns. Each organization has been fined $250,000, obviously, for last night's brawl. Myles Garrett has been suspended indefinitely. His suspension is for, at minimum, the remainder of the regular